Welcome to The Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions to get your popcorn and drinks. For your entertainment, this is The Clean Slate Podcast.
Welcome back to The Clean Slate Podcast. I'm Carson Phillips here with Daniel Garza.
What up?
And we've been hiding from the tripods. They've been coming at our door. So we're going to be talking about War of the Worlds, the Spielberg-Tom Cruise collab.
Yep.
And 28 Days Later, the post-apocalyptic British horror film directed by Danny Boyle and Alex Garland, starring Mr. Cillian Murphy.
Cillian.
So...
All right.
And Doctor Who.
So let's get into War of the Worlds, Tom Cruise edition. An alien invasion threatens the future of humanity. The catastrophic nightmare is depicted through the eyes of one American family fighting for survival.
Ooh, and then like L. Ron Hubbard comes in to save the day and fights the
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to tag Scientology in this episode.
Yeah, exactly. So guys, we got Tom Cruise in this one, Dakota Fanning. We have Miranda Otto, who you would recognize from Lord of the Rings. We have Justin Chatwin, who is actually not that notable, and Rick Gonzalez. So decent cast here. But
man.
let's get into it. I said decent. It actually has Holly from The Office in the
movie.
Wait,
Channing Tatum is in it.
No, he's not.
Yeah, it is. He plays the boy in the church. That's what it says. I'm looking at the list right now.
No way.
So this is based off the novel. I don't know how, I've never read the book all the way through. So it doesn't really, from what I understand, it doesn't follow it super close. But essentially, we are introduced to Tom Cruise. He's kind of playing Tom Cruise once again. And but this time, he's a divorced dad with a sick car. And so he drives up. He's getting the kids in custody this week. And it happens to be in the middle of an EMP storm sort of situation, which is funny because I thought we got hit by an EMP recently.
We both did because the AT&T cell towers went down.
Yeah. And then Instagram went out the other day too.
Yeah.
So things are happening. But anyways, they get hit by like an EMP. None of the cars are working. And then from the ground after an earthquake emerges these giant tripod war machines that are, they're just killing people. And so he's trying to get his kids, his daughter and son, basically across state to, I believe, Baltimore, right? Where his
no,
wife
Boston.
Is. Boston, somewhere.
Massachusetts.
Somewhere. Yeah, he's trying to get out of New York City to his, or New Jersey, right? Or wherever they are. They're just trying to get to his ex-wife
for
whatever
reason.
Yeah,
they're in New York. I'm pretty sure it's either Brooklyn or New Jersey. Yeah, some, one of those.
Somewhere there. So they're trying to get to safety, essentially, and they believe Boston will be safe. And so it's the story of this family unit trying to get across to them. And there's giant set pieces along the way and many, many different interactions that are scary.
Yeah. For those of you who have taken the tour at Universal Studios, you have actually driven through War of the Worlds.
One of those set pieces.
Yep. And they still keep it fresh and broken over there. And yeah.
Oh, fun fact. During Halloween Horror Nights at Universal, you can walk through that area and get chased by different creatures and stuff.
Oh, fun. How fun. Okay.
Highly recommend it.
So likes and dislikes. Let's do likes first because I think we both. This is, for me, a very childhood classic movie.
Oh, yeah.
I love this movie.
I used to love this movie.
I always felt so cool. I wanted to be Tom Cruise when I watched this movie because he's got like a sweet leather jacket and all that type of stuff. And abs. Well, not really abs. He's got weird abs. Anyway.
He has a weird body in general, but.
He kind of does. It's because he's like 5'7".
So hot.
So I'm gonna say this movie for me is still really nostalgic. I really love this movie up into a certain point. I think the mystery of the aliens and the craziness,
the setup's good.
Yeah, no, you see the descent to madness of the human race in this movie. I mean, one of the craziest parts for me is when they have a car, they were able to change the solenoid in the car, and all of a sudden they have the only working car in America. I mean, that's not true, but
it seems like it though.
And there's this part where they drive into this crowd of people and they just start getting attacked by many people who want to just have a ride. And you just see the craziness of what humans will do for a little bit of safety. Overall, I think Tom Cruise's acting is amazing in this still. Still, the setup is amazing.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, and that's where I sit on likes. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think Tom Cruise is, I mean, say what you will about him. Like, I think he is a little weird.
Yeah.
I've heard some rumors about him and Fish. But anyways, Tom Cruise, Thomas Cruise Mapother the Fourth. That's, it just popped up as his full name.
Okay.
Clicked on the movie. But he's really charismatic in this film and he's super likable. And at the same time, he does a good job of portraying an everyman, even though, you know, he's like the most unhinged person in real life. Like, he's just doing all these crazy stunts. And then also, I think Spielberg does a good job of modernizing War of the Worlds for today's audience. And this film still feels fairly relevant. Like, it's not heavily dated, except for maybe like clothing at times. But for the most part, the CGI is dated. But for the most part, it feels relevant. Something you can still watch today and enjoy. And I think the ending is pretty satisfying. It ties together really well. But that's kind of where it loses me. I will say the sound stages and the different locations look amazing. Like, the special effects, as far as that go, like the buildings getting destroyed and the cracking of the streets looks
really good.
And like, on par with like any modern disaster movie, minus like the alien special effects, which are dated.
Sure.
So yeah, I think those are kind of like the strong points for me, is like the sound design, the visuals and all that, visual effects.
Right. Okay, well, let's get into dislikes. Unfortunately, this movie doesn't hold as high a candle as we wanted it to when we were young. So dislikes, I mean, just starting off with acting is, besides Tom Cruise, acting is kind of in a slump for me. You got Dakota Fanning, who is just obnoxious the entire movie. It was almost like Steven Spielberg told her to just scream.
I think she was just written really bad.
Yeah.
Like, she was annoying. Honestly, I think a lot of the writing did some of these actors dirty.
Yeah, and you almost wanted to see... So for me, there is... Right, Tom Cruise has two kids. He has Robbie and Rachel. And you can tell a really strong connection with Robbie, and Robbie's actually a good brother to her. Like, he's a good older brother who wants to protect her.
Yeah.
But then Robbie becomes a selfish brat and wants to go fight in the war.
And yeah, he's like uncharacteristically like dumb. Like, it just comes out of nowhere. He's like, I'm gonna go fight the aliens. Like, you don't have a gun, you don't have nothing. And you're supposed to be like, oh, my dad sucks, he can't take care of my sister. No, I'm gonna abandon her.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what is wrong with you guys? Also, the dad's like trying to keep them alive the whole time, and they just question every little thing.
And they just like are such brats to him. But Rachel, you would imagine there would be some sort of like relationship growth and arc at the end of Rachel and Tom Cruise's character. And like, she kind of has to depend on him just because that's what like we'll call for the situation. But by the end of the movie, she completely like just runs to her mom, abandons her dad, and he like almost kind of did the duty of dropping off the kids, and now they're fine. And the relationships are probably back to normal. I would say Robbie and Ray is Tom Cruise, they have a better relationship arc, but also Robbie is barely in the movie after a certain point.
Yeah.
So yeah, just some of the character arcs just don't even work. The visual effects are pretty bad, and I'm going to say the movie is really, really good up into the point of where Robbie leaves and he goes fight.
Okay, the visual effects aren't bad. The CGI is just old.
Sure. Okay, sure.
Be fair. Be fair.
I will. Yes, this is a 2000. This movie is almost 25 years old. Next year it'll be 20 years old. I'm sorry.
It earned the Academy Award for best visual effects at the time.
Okay.
Like, it is.
Okay, it's just dated. But up into the point where Robbie leaves, the story really just flatlines into this boring, like, hiding in a basement
survival
movie.
Which could be cool, because we've seen 10 Cloverfield Lane pull that off.
Right, sure. But
so
it
if
was
they
just
could have
too,
done something like that,
it's
be
like
sick.
Everything was so hyped up, and you're like on this roller coaster ride, and then now all of a sudden you're waiting in line for something to happen. And they
also,
really tried to build up the tensity with the aliens coming into the basement, but it just didn't work.
Okay, but they low-key hint at that guy they're staying with wanting to, like, make more kids with his daughter so they could, like, come out of the ground and fight later. I'm like, what? And then they never revisit that idea, and I'm like,
and Rachel's,
like what?
9 years old, 12 years old.
Yeah, it's, like, such a strange... Yeah, it just felt like a different movie, almost.
Yeah. What about more dislikes?
And so I agree. No, I agree with everything. I absolutely hate, what's his name? Robbie? I hate his character. I think it is a disservice to writing to make a character that dumb. Like, it, I don't know what the deal was. And I think I liked him when I was younger, too.
Yeah, I did too.
But, like, he's just so idiotic. Like, I get wanting to fight and all that, but at least. They'll just run. Like, in the middle of a battle, you're going to abandon your whole family to die.
Yeah, just to see the battle. It was kind of stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid. It's stupid. But, yeah, that's my main complaints. I do like this movie, though, overall. Like, it's very fun to watch. I like seeing Channing Tatum take on his background role.
You're so stupid.
And I know we didn't mention the score, but John Williams did the score, and I think it's pretty solid.
It
well.
Is really good.
And Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman narrating is crazy. But he was the narrating guy back in this time. So, like, it does make sense. Last thing I'm going to say is, if you look at all the depictions of the book, there are very strong colors on the hardcovers of the book. And you actually see that play out in the latter half of the movie with, like, the purples and the pinks and the greens, all that type of stuff. So I really liked how they kind of did. And I would imagine or hope that it was some sort of nod to, like, hey,
the illustrations.
These are some of the, yeah, like, this was the original artwork for this, and we put those colors into Could it. Because be. After, once they kind of get captured by the tripods and the aliens, you see a lot more of those colors start to play effect.
Like those
in
weird
it.
Ambient light and
yeah.
stuff.
But the ending of it is such a cheap, like, oh, the birds.
I think that's how the book ends, too.
I know.
Just,
but
the
it was
machines just get sick and die.
Yeah, and it's, so it was just like, The aliens definitely were not ready to attack the world. And even Morgan Freeman
like
says
that
at the end of the movie. He's like, we, the man, earned the right to breathe the organisms here. The aliens
we
didn't.
We evolved for this.
I know. You're like, okay.
Okay, I do have two more things.
Okay. Because
that reminds me of the M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Happening or whatever, where the plants are just making people kill themselves.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then you're like, it's the plants. And then
or the bees. Or like, oh, where's the bees?
Yeah, and then the other thing is Spielberg is obsessed with divorced parents. Like, I know his parents got divorced when he was younger, but this movie just, it's another one to add to the divorced storytelling of
well,
Steven
you know,
Spielberg.
Right from what you know. Okay, cool. Well, actually, Scare Factor, Aliens and the Tripods.
Oh.
Where are we going to put that at?
Do you have our previous one?
I don't, but I think I remember it being 12. We're on a scale of 12 right now of Troll Hunter and...
So I would say... I mean, this is super inconsistent, our numbering here. But I'm just going to say the tripods are much scarier than the trolls.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The, what was the other one?
It was just...
What was the other
look.
Monster? I don't even remember what
oh, it's
movie
the, it was monsters, like the Squidward monsters.
Okay, these are they're kind of the same, actually.
Yeah.
But these in War of the Worlds, the tripods convince me more that they're
oh,
scary.
Yeah. And
mainly because they suck you up into a little tube and, like, suck your blood. That's
yeah, it's like
insane.
Their anus that they suck you up into.
Yeah. Not a fan of that.
Wait,
so
what did you
rate
it?
I'll say they're one above whatever the previous one. I would say they're above trolls and monsters for me.
Yeah, I would say so, too. I'll probably give it a scare factor of, like, an 8. An 8 out of 10.
Yeah, an 8. Maybe a 7 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, a 7 out of 10 works. That's fine. Okay, cool. So let's go to 28 Days Later, an epic zombie movie.
Ooh, very low budget, too.
Very low budget. Okay, 4 weeks after a mysterious incurable virus spreads throughout the UK, a handful of survivors try to find sanctuary.
That's it.
That's pretty much it.
Dang, The Walking Dead totally, like, steals the opening.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Like, the coma and all that stuff. Like, well, I don't know when the comic book definitely came out after this, dude.
Of 28 Days Later?
Interesting.
Yeah, well, this movie is a 2002. It's about a two-hour movie. It's got Cillian Murphy, Naomi Harris, Christopher... how do you say his last name?
Who? I have no idea how to say his last name, but he plays Doctor Who.
Yeah. It also has...
Brendan Gleeson.
Yes, Brendan Gleeson. That's who I was looking for. So, Cillian Murphy is actually...
young.
So young. He's really good in this. But let's dive right in. Give him a little plot rundown.
I mean, I don't want to give too much away because basically we're introduced to this world through a man who was in a coma. And when he emerges from his coma, he's in London and the streets are empty. There's nothing going on. Think like COVID lockdown level empty. Like that kind of stuff. And he starts to kind of slowly discover like there was this epidemic. Society has basically collapsed and he kind of missed it.
Yeah.
So he's playing a lot of catch up, but he eventually makes like this group. I don't know if I would say friends, but
survivors.
They all kind of, a group of survivors. They're not always like minded per se. And you essentially see their journey, like trying to escape the city and find help. And that's like the main plot. But then they also end up, this is where it gets really good for me, like really interesting as far as like they show the breakdown of humanity. Kind of like War of the Worlds shows how quickly things fall apart. This is like
kind of the next progression. And it's just survival of the fittest, yeah.
Yeah. And then he obviously meets this group of soldiers who you think are going to help them and... let's just say things are much darker than they seem with these soldiers.
Yeah, they're just gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
things get intense.
Anyway, likes and dislikes. First of all, this is a very old movie. It's over 20 years old, 22 years old to be exact. It does have a low budget of $8 million. But opening weekend, it did $10 million and gross worldwide, $84 million. Good Lord.
It's really good.
Yeah. So no, this is really good. But one of the things is that this movie you can't find anywhere unless, like, it's not on streaming.
You own it. Yeah.
You have to own it in order to watch it.
I didn't realize that when we picked it, to be honest. Like, luckily, I own this movie. I have a list of, like, some of my favorite horror films that I just like to have on hand.
Yeah.
And so I actually have a cool Day of the Dead edition of this where it has like a different cover. But anyways, yeah, so I own this. So if you guys want to watch it, you're going to have to buy it on Blu-ray, which or DVD or 4K. I don't know if there's a 4K yet, but
or you can pirate it.
Or you can pirate it, but I recommend buying it cuz we keep here on the podcast, we've reported several times
we have
the benefits of physical media, and I've been trying to get Daniel on the train, so this is a good jump in that direction.
So likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
First off, I'm going to start off with Cillian Murphy is so good in this. The soundtrack and score of this movie is great. And did we hear? No, that's another movie. The soundtrack is great in this. And it's pretty iconic. Especially
Brian Eno did some of the songs for this. If you guys know Brian Eno. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, nice. I recognize the last name.
You don't. You've heard his stuff. He's like kind of experimental and whatnot. But he did at least one or two tracks in this that are freaking sick.
Right. And I think for me, the biggest like I have of this movie is just because it is really dated. Like the zombies aren't crazy. I like the fact that the infection takes like 10 to 15 seconds before they're like completely overrun by the infection.
Yeah.
But I really liked the difference in all of the characters that are together in that small group. Like, they're all different. Cillian Murphy's this quiet guy. The daughter is, like, the fearful one. What's her name? Naomi Harris, who plays Selena. She is kind of, like, the badass, like, I will leave you in a heartbeat. That's like one of her direct lines. I'm going to leave you in a heartbeat.
You get infected, she'll straight up kill you, you know? Like,
and then the dad is like the protector and the provider. So like they really hit a lot of different personalities in this, and I think they execute them well. And then the rest of it's kind of like a classic zombie journey of like how you would expect it to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all like really good. I think the human drama of this is like the main selling point.
Yeah.
Which for me, if you can pull that off, that's what makes a zombie movie or story good. So you see a lot of these like The Walking Dead TV show tries really hard to sell the human drama, but it's just too much at this point. I think keeping it relegated to this kind of thing, like a one-off, is the way to do it. I also, as far as like the zombies go, like I think they look fine for the most part, and the way people get infected I think is kind of cool in this one too. Like someone gets infected through a blood gets in their eye,
blood drop in their eye. Yeah, if you like any sort of opening of blood, and that's also the scary part, is these zombies are just covered with blood.
It's more disease like
yeah,
in this version, which is cool. I mean, it usually is, but this sells it a little bit better, I think.
Sure.
And of course, like the cast is killer in this as well. And I got to shout out Alex Garland because he has a new movie coming out. But big fan of his writing in this. I think he writes really good characters.
Yeah.
Ex Machina is obviously one that you know him from. Or
we will be reviewing next month.
And then obviously Annihilation.
Yep. Civil War coming up. Unfortunately, men. Yeah.
But yeah, he's a good writer, good director, so it's fun to see him get his start in this, you know, seeing where he came from.
Yeah, and for dislikes, I'm going to say that I don't have too many dislikes besides what I think would be normal. Just like the film style is a little bit weird and dated, but not bad. It's just dated. And that's really the only thing. The camera work, it seems a little low budget, obviously. But overall, I mean, this movie, I would still say, is a solid 8 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, I agree. I really don't have any dislikes. Like, I think this is kind of like one of the best modern zombie films. Obviously, there's plenty, but this is definitely on the top 10, top 5 list for me. And yeah, I think it's pretty great. I can't think of any dislikes, really. I mean, yeah, the style is definitely from 2006 or whatever.
No, 2002.
Like, you can... 2002. Yeah, you can tell.
It almost feels like a student film, but if a student got $8 million.
Yeah, it just went off. But other than that, it's pretty great. And if you haven't seen it, I think you should definitely seek it out.
For sure.
And the sequel's not too bad either.
All right, scare factor a third one coming on these out. Zombies.
You go first. I'm thinking.
I'm going to say.
I want to look at one right now.
I just got to find out, like, because it's not just the zombies. It's the fact that you're alone in the world. Like, the rest of these movies, you have people that are surrounding you that can help.
I think it'd be better to be alone.
I wouldn't, because you just have lack of supplies. I mean, Monsters was kind of this way, but not really. So I would say this is probably scare factor. I mean, in reality, like, just the thought of it would be really, really scary, because it's
the red eyes are pretty intense.
Possible too. In our life, but I would say probably an 8 of scare.
Yeah, I would say it's above War of the Worlds tripod for me.
Yeah, because War of the Worlds for me only this lasted would be like 2 days.
Yeah, this would be the top war of the for days. Me. Well, more. And if they just blast you, like, you're not going to feel that. A zombie eating you, or you like, transforming into a zombie, you're going to know.
Exactly. Okay,
so
cool.
So 28 years later, though, it's for sure coming 28. Out. So get excited.
All right, guys. Well, that is our second week of Monster Madness. We hope you enjoy our pick so far. We got 2 more weeks coming your way. And, hey, we have a bonus episode coming out tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Also, go buy a Monster Madness shirt before it's too late.
I think, like, next week is the last week you can buy one. No.
Y'all better buy one.
Last week. So, you guys have until next week to buy them. You guys got to get one
today. No, buy it today.
Yeah, buy it today. Email us, text us, DM us. We will get your sizes, and we have hats and shirts. So, go check it out on our Instagram, and yeah.
Get a hat. If you can't afford the shirt, get a hat so we can get hats.
Stop.
No, seriously, you guys go get some stuff, get some merch. We got it designed specifically for your enjoyment, and it's going to be high quality, as always.
Of course. All right, guys. Well, we will see you tomorrow for a bonus episode and next week to keep going with Monster Madness.
That's a clean slate.